From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked regions to replicate Bali's waste management practices. The implementation of the F1 powerboat Lake Toba is successful. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has urged regions across Indonesia to build integrated waste management facilities like the one in Denpasar, Bali, to prevent waste accumulation, which can create new problems. According to President Jokowi at the inauguration of integrated waste management facilities Kertalangu in Denpasar, Bali, on Monday, the facilities in Denpasar is a good example for other regions to replicate since the facility has a clear design, budget, and construction cost. He also said the facilities in Denpasar is the first waste management facility with a simple system but a concrete result. He wants this to be replicated by other cities and districts to solve waste problems. The Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Uno pointed out that the 2023 powerboat Lake Toba F1 event ran successfully. Sandiaga Uno on Monday in Jakarta conveyed the success can be seen from the increasing of numbers of passengers at Kuala Namu and Silangit International Airport in February 2023, with a total of about 29,000 passengers at Silangit Airport and around 485,000 passengers at Kuala Namu Airport. He further said F1 powerboat visitors were also satisfied with the accommodation, such as clean water facilities and toilets. They also assume the local tourism attraction of Lake Toba is so attractive.
60% pengunjung puas dengan fasilitas.
60% of visitors are satisfied with clean water facilities in the area around the F1 powerboat Lake Toba. Then 58.5% of visitors are also satisfied with toilet facilities, and 63.2% of visitors also find the local tourism attraction very attractive. 52.8% of visitors consider the price of the F1 powerboat entrance ticket Lake Toba affordable. Besides the increasing number of passengers at Kuala Namu and Silangit International Airport, Sandiaga Uno also stated, based on the survey results, F1 powerboat Lake Toba has also increased room occupancy in Balige by 100%. The export component of goods and services also increased by 11.44%, and transportation increased by 16.02%. Then Sandiaga hopes the success of the F1 powerboat will continuously encourage tourism recovery and the target of creating 4.4 million new jobs. Next, we have Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, who has formed teams to coordinate the revitalization of regional vocational education and training to build an educational vocational education and training to build an educational ecosystem in Batang District, Central Java. As quoted by Antara State News Agency, Minister Muhajir in Batang, Central Java on Monday explained, "The key to the success of all vocational programs is industry participation. The bigger the role of the industry, the better the curriculum will be." Effendi noted that education and job training curriculum can be determined by the world of work and not by education organizers. The last national news comes from Indonesia's Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Teten Mas Duki, who has strictly rejected the sale and purchase of imported used clothes or import thrifting to protect textile micro, small and medium enterprises or MSMEs. As reported by Antara State News Agency, the rejection has also stemmed from a desire to protect shoe textile products, which are also being produced by many MSMEs, he said during a media discussion at his ministry's office on Monday. He added the government has a very strong argument for rejecting the imports of used clothes. Now we move to the international news. The leaders of the United States, United Kingdom, and Australia have unveiled new details of their plan to create a fleet of next-generation nuclear-powered submarines. As reported by BBC.com, under the AUKUS agreement, Australia will first receive at least 3 nuclear-powered submarines, will first receive at least from the U.S. The allies will also work together to create a new fleet using cutting-edge technology, including reactors made by Rolls-Royce in the UK. The pact is aimed at countering China's influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Speaking with the other leaders in San Diego, California, US President Joe Biden stressed that the boats wouldn't have nuclear weapons and wouldn't jeopardize Australia's commitment to being a nuclear-free country. Japan and Jordan held their third foreign minister strategic dialogue in Tokyo on March 13, as quoted by ArabNews.com. The two ministers agreed to develop their ties further on a wide range of bilateral, regional, and East Asian issues, including security, economy, financial aid to Jordan, and supporting refugees. Hayashi Yoshimasa, Japan's foreign minister, attended the meeting with Ayman al-Safadi, Jordan's deputy prime minister, and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Expatriates of Jordan, who is visiting Japan. We end the news with Vietnam Airlines that will operate one flight per day between Vietnam and India from March 26, raising the number of flights between the two countries by 30%. As quoted by VOVworld.vn, the national flag carrier will operate 4 flights per week on the Hanoi-New Delhi route on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, and 3 flights per week on the Ho Chi Minh City-New Delhi route on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Vietnam Airlines officially launched the direct air route between Vietnam and India last June. In the time ahead, it is set to open a new route to Mumbai, one of the largest economic, cultural, and social centers of India. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
all eyes will be on Labuan Bajo. It's because the tourism destination will be the venue for the 42nd ASEAN Summit in May 2023. Labuan Bajo is expected to attract the world's attention because of the beauty of the scenery and tourism objects such as Komodo Island, the only place where Komodo dragons live, the largest lizard in the world. The animal is the only survivor after the eruption of Mount Krakatau, which caused a tsunami long time ago. With its legendary existence, this animal is one of the preserved animals. Komodo Island is also a national park in the category of the World Heritage Sites by UNESCO. Besides Komodo Island, in Labuan Bajo there is also the Pink Beach, one of the 7 pink sand beaches in the world, and Manta Point, a tourism spot that is perfect for diving lovers. Various preparations have been made by the Indonesian government to welcome the delegates to the 42nd ASEAN Summit in May, both in terms of infrastructure and facilities. Various facilities were built to welcome the event, including the construction of Golomori Special Economic Zone, whose progress has reached 80%. Indonesian President Joko Widodo and Iriana Joko Widodo also had the opportunity to make a working visit to Labuan Bajo on Monday to check the readiness of the location for the 42nd ASEAN Summit. Hopefully, the summit can run smoothly. The success of the activity cannot be separated from the support of the local community in particular and all Indonesian people in general. More importantly, the world community will become more familiar with Labuan Bajo and attract world tourists to visit Labuan Bajo as one of the super priority tourism destinations in Indonesia.
I'll begin today in history with an event on March 14, 1879, when Albert Einstein was born. Albert Einstein was a physical scientist who is widely regarded as the greatest scientist of the 20th century. Einstein was born in Ulm in Württemberg, Germany, about 100 kilometers east of Stuttgart. His father was a bed salesman who later took up electrochemical work. Einstein put forward the theory of relativity and also contributed greatly to the development of quantum mechanics, statistical mechanics, and cosmology. He was awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921 for his explanation of the photoelectric effect and for his dedication to theoretical physics. After the general theory of relativity was formulated, Einstein became famous throughout the world, an unusual achievement for a scientist. Next event is that in 2019 when the cyclone Idai occurred in Mozambique. Over 1,200 people were reported dead and many others were reported missing in neighboring Mozambique and Zimbabwe following the impact of the cyclone Idai, which triggered strong winds and flash floods. It brought heavy rain and strong winds of up to 177 km an hour and landed in the port city of Beira on Thursday, March 14, 2019 evening local time. We end today in history with the event in 2020, first death due to COVID-19 in New York. March 14 is designated as Corona COVID-19 Virus Memorial Day in New York City. The determinations of the historic day was announced by Mayor Bill de Blasio. New York City reported its first death from coronavirus on March 14, 2020, and the day is determined in memory of all those who have died from the virus. A total of 25,099 deaths in New York have been linked to COVID-19, with 20,000 of them confirmed to have died from the virus, while the rest have been declared possible cases of COVID-19.
Good. Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Namun siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kau jatuh
jatuh cinta, katakanlah.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today is on Indonesian House Speaker elected as MIKTA Parliament Chairperson. Chairperson of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, was officially elected as Chairperson of the Mexican, Indonesian, South Korean, Turkish, Australian or MIKTA Parliament on March 9, 2023. The chairperson of the Turkish Parliament, Mustafa Sentop, officially handed over the relay position to Puan Maharani as the 8th MIKTA Parliament Speakers Consultation Meeting, which took place at the Spektaküler Palace, Istanbul, Turkey. The chairperson from Indonesia will serve for 1 year until March 2024. The Speaker of the Turkish Parliament, Mustafa Sentop, during the handover ceremony with full confidence said that Puan Maharani would serve the chairmanship as well as when she chaired the G20 Parliament last year. As quoted from the kemlu.go.id page, the handover was attended by the chairs and deputy speakers of Parliament from other MIKTA Parliament members, namely Mexico, South Korea, and Australia. Also present was the Indonesian Ambassador of the Republic of Turkey, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, some members of the Indonesian Parliament, including Secretary General Indra Kusuma. Puan Maharani in her speech conveyed three areas that would be the priority during Indonesia's chairmanship, namely strengthening multilateralism, inclusive recovery, and digital transformation. In the consultation forum for the chairperson of the MIKTA Parliament, apart from setting the chair of the next period, the chairman of the parliament also exchanged views on the challenges and opportunities faced by the MIKTA parliament in the 21st century. Issues of international migration, climate change, the new world order, and legislation related to artificial intelligence are among the strategic issues discussed. The chairperson of the Indonesian House led the discussions on better governance related to food security, supply chains, poverty, and climate change. MIKTA Parliament is a forum for consultation and cooperation of 5 middle power countries, namely Mexico, Indonesia, South Korea, Turkey, and Australia. MIKTA, whose members are also members of the G20, was formed in 2013 with the aim of bridging interests between groups of developed and developing countries. Apart from being the chair of the MIKTA Parliament in 2023, Puan Maharani will also serve as chair of the ASEAN Interparliamentary Assembly. Previously, in the 2022, Puan Maharani became president of the G20 Parliament and president of the Interparliamentary Union. Well, Esther, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Thank you. dalam silauan cahaya, membatas pandangan mata, namun jelas kulihat kamu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, Ramadan fasting month is just around the corner. Therefore, Indonesian Wonder today takes you to know more about Papajar tradition. So, Javanese people have a number of unique traditions to welcome the month of Ramadan. This pre-fasting tradition was passed down from generation to generation and still being done today. Traditions before this fast also vary, ranging from self-cleaning, pilgrimage to graves, eating food together, and others. One of the pre-fasting traditions of the Javanese people that we will introduce this time is Papajar tradition, which is usually done by the Sundanese people in welcoming Ramadan. This tradition is said to have existed since the 16th century. Papajar comes from the word mapag pajar or dawned. If fajar is synonymous with the rising of the sun, Then Papajar is a greeting for the rising of the month of Ramadan. Usually, Papajar activities are filled with recreation and eating a week before fasting. Papajar tradition was originally a tradition of waiting for the fasting month at the mosque during the leadership of Wiratanuda II or Dalem Tatrikolot around 1691 to 1707. People gathered at the Anjur Great Mosque to wait for the announcement of the start of fasting. They waited while praying at the mosque and brought food to eat together. This activity continues every year and spreads to other mosques. The initial essence of this tradition was asking for prayer and apologizing. But over time, it began to shift to recreational activities and eating together. Papajar activities for Sukabumi residents in West Java are usually carried out at tourist attractions, for example Pelabuhan Ratu, Salabintana, or several other tourist attractions. Indeed, Papajar activities are carried out while having recreation. Families bring food while laying mats and eating together. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Terbelah hatiku antara cinta dan rahasia. Ku cinta padamu, namun kau milik sahabatku. Dilema hatiku, andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya, jangan kau pilih dia, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia. Bukan ku ingin merebutmu dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa, tak bisa kau salahkan. Ku cinta padamu, namun kau milik sahabatku. Dilema hatiku, andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya, jangan kau pilih dia, oh, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia. Ooh. biasa, tak bisa kau
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is membeli obat di apotek or buying medicine at the pharmacy. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled Apotek di Belakang Hotel. Apotek di Belakang Hotel, which means pharmacy behind the hotel. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and the receptionist. Dev asks the receptionist the location of the pharmacy, and the receptionist shows the location. Let's listen to their conversation.
Apakah ada apotek di sekitar hotel?
Ada, Pak. Apotek di belakang hotel.
After listening to the conversation, I will give phrases and vocabulary related to today's topic, apotek di belakang hotel. Apotek di belakang hotel, which means pharmacy behind the hotel. I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Apotek, apotek, which means apothecary or pharmacy. Di belakang hotel, which means behind the hotel. Apotek di belakang hotel. Apotek di belakang hotel, which means the pharmacy behind the hotel. In the conversation, you heard the phrase apotek di belakang hotel. Apotek di belakang hotel, which means pharmacy behind the hotel. In that sentence, there is an expression di belakang, which means behind. In the expression di belakang, which means behind, there is a preposition di, which means at, used to indicate the location of something or someone. In that utterance, to show depth the location of the pharmacy, the preposition di, which means at, is followed by the word indicating the location. In this case, belakang, which means behind. Other examples. To indicate the location of something, you can also use other expressions such as di samping, which means beside, and di depan, which means in front of. Let's listen to other examples to indicate the location of something. Di samping, which means next to. Restoran di samping kolam renang, which means restaurant beside the pool. Di depan, which means in front of. Mall berada di depan hotel, which means the mall is in front of this hotel. The word apotek, which means pharmacy or apothecary, is taken from the Dutch language apotheek, which means a place to sell, make or mix drugs or medicine. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example conversation once again.
Apakah ada apotek di sekitar hotel?
Ada, Pak. Apotek di belakang hotel.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the title Apotek di Belakang Hotel. Apotek di Belakang Hotel, which means pharmacy behind the hotel. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Sudah di kepala dua, harus mulai dari mana. Ambisiku berkecolak, antusias tak karuan. Banyak mimpi-mimpi yang kan ku kejar. Lika-liku perjalanan, ku terjebak sendirian. Tumbuh dari kebaikan, bangkit dari kesalahan. Berusaha pendamkan kenyataan bahwa takut tambah dewasa, takut aku kecewa, takut tak seindah. Sekuat yang ku kira, aku tetap bernafas. meski sering tercakap, aku tetap bernafas, meski aku tak merasa bebas.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Tak Kusangka by Eddie Silitonga. The song was composed by Rinto Harahap. The lyrics of the song tells about someone who doesn't expect their life to be full of sorrow and pain. He lamented his unfortunate fate and his lonely life, longing for happiness. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Tak Kusangka by Eddie Silitonga. Enjoy the song.
Sungguh tak sangka
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voy Indonesia, email voy@voynews.id. Thank you.